Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 539 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Look at it. It had numbers of pencils and prices on it. That letter was read in Hotel Moalpin in Mr. Dot Moe's Frank's room. As to what relatives Mr. Dot Frank has in Brooklyn, my brother-in-law, Mr. Dot Bennett, is a clerk at $18 a week. My son-in-law, Mr. Dot Schwartz, is in the retail cigar business. As to what my means of support are, we have about $20,000, out at interest, my husband and I, at 6%. We own the house we live in. We have a $6,000 mortgage on it. The house is worth about $10,000. My husband is doing nothing. He is not in good health. Up to a year ago, he was a traveling salesman. These are the only relatives my son has in Brooklyn. Mr. Moses Frank, my brother-in-law, generally spends a Sunday with us in Brooklyn before he sails for Europe. He spends Sunday with us in Brooklyn and has dinner with us. He was not in Brooklyn on April 26th. He is supposed to be very wealthy. I don't know how much cash my husband has in bank. A few hundred dollars, possibly. My husband is 67 years old. He is broken down from hard work and in very poor health. He was too unwell to come down here. Oscar Pappenheimer, sworn for the defendant. I am in the furniture business. I am also a stockholder of the National Pencil Company. I have been getting comparative sheets as to the weekly business of the company from them since March 1910. Up to the time the post office distributed mail on Sunday, I used to always go to the post office to get my mail and always found this report on Sunday morning. When I quit going to the post office on Sundays, I received the reports in the first mail on Monday mornings. I have here the report for the week ending April 24th, 1913, Defendant's Exhibit 45. I got that on Monday morning, April 28th. I also have here all the comparative sheets received by me every week beginning January 19th, 1913, up to April 24th, 1913, Defendant's Exhibit 46.